Hi, I'm Anya.
And I'm Aoife.
And you're listening to You've Got Kids.
So today we're going to talk about exploitation of children. I suppose we see it everywhere, every day, on billboards, in magazines, on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere. Where does it stop?
The latest in the news today is 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, who is obviously well known to most people now because of her status on climate change. So what do you know about Greta?
I know she's 16. Is she 16? Yeah. Okay. I know she's 16, but I do think, now, is she being exploited or does a 16-year-old have an opinion, a valid opinion? I think 16-year-olds do have valid opinions and they don't think it's fair enough to dismiss their opinion because of their age. I know what I was very opinionated when I was 16 and I would hate for people to dismiss me and say, sure, she's just a child.
But I think with Greta, the difference being, I don't know about you, but I remember being in school and the last time the world was ending. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember?
The ozone layer.
When the ozone layer and, you know, chlorofluorocarbonates was the thing, deodorants and stuff like that. And I remember going home to my dad going, is the world ending? How much time do we have? And he was like,
we have till 2012. Wasn't it?
It was 2012,
wasn't it? I think it was 2012.
It was 2012, yeah.
And we lived through it, Anya.
We did live through it.
Quick as Lydia.
Quick as Lydia. We're still here. Yeah. And now we're back. And this is all happening again. What's happening with Greta Thunberg is you have young girls now in colleges claiming, you know, I'm not going to have kids because the world is ending. And it's just a whole load of madness that's happening. And you have to remember, at the age of 16, right, her parents have obviously allowed this to go on for quite some time before this has even hit the media. And that's the thing that's worrying to me. I don't know if you've seen her in the UN in America. Her speech, it was very emotional. And, I felt, I did.
And I was looking at the speech and I felt my heart bled for the girl. I felt she's carrying such a huge weight on her shoulders, a massive weight for a 16-year-old to be carrying on her shoulders. And it almost looked like she was on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And one of the things that struck me was during her speech, she says, you have stolen my childhood. And to me, I was thinking that should be straight directed to her parents, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that aren't allowing her the childhood she should be having. And she's gone around with all the pressure of this on her, on her shoulders, obviously, and she's been doing it probably for a few years. And she feels it's her responsibility, which is crazy. Like, and I personally, even if it was true, if all of this is happening, I would not allow the weight of the world to be on my 16-year-old child's shoulders. And particularly with Greta Thunberg, we do know she has Asperger's, and we know that children who have ASD,
it hurts them.
Yeah, it's a well-known fact. So everything that she's been taught, obviously she's taken that literally and carrying that on her shoulders. I just think it's total exploitation of a 16-year-old girl.
And if we look more locally of exploitation of children, we can see the boys and girls that came out of school for these mass protests and demonstrations all over the world. And that was, I think, a complete exploitation of children. Them children were targeted. It was only school children were targeted. No, parents weren't targeted. I wasn't targeted.
No,
the shopkeeper wasn't targeted. The businessman or the bank wasn't targeted. The ones who were targeted to do this mass protest were all children. And none of them got, I drove by one of the schools the other day coming down the main airport in Dublin, and they were out and they were banging and they were roaring on the street. And I was thinking, I wonder, do their parents even know they're there? Are they just following the crowd? Is this the whole exploitation of children? We need numbers. We need impact. We need it to be big and loud. So get out of school and start roaring and banging your drums and waving your flags. And that's these are just school children.
That's one of the things, though, that she spoke about, a school strike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was one of her things that, you know, she said she was going to do. And then she has all these big companies who she has said herself have been writing to her, you know, in support of her. I read an article about, like, where they were supposed to be in support of her. So, I mean, this isn't just Greta Thunberg, you know what I mean? And the thing is, if you say anything about how she's being used. People are like, don't attack a 16-year-old. And it's not us.
You're not.
It's
you're actually, attacking the you're people attacking, who are exploiting her.
Yeah, and you're attacking the agenda in itself because, I mean, how bad do you have to be to use a 16-year-old to push a belief?
But if you look at it, children sell. I mean, if you look at an advert for Band-Aids or first aid or the plasters on the TV, it's always a child that has the plaster.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's always a child that, it's not the woman who sliced half her finger off peeling spuds. Do you know, it's the child who fell and grazed his knee. Yeah. And that's what makes you buy the product. So by putting forward this young teenager, she's selling, would you call it a product?
And that's the difference. Like the kid on the plaster box or the kid, you know, he went in, got his photos taken and he went home. He's not being constantly used and he's not going home thinking about the graze that was on his knee for the Photoshop. Greta Thunberg is living with this all the time. And the saddest thing I think I thought when I was looking at her and her speech, you know, and it was how much she actually really believes what she's saying. Or it was quite dramatic, yeah. But she really believes this. Which is,
she's really, really hurt. I was looking at her and I thought, this woman is going, this poor child, she's going to snap.
Yeah.
And I was looking at my eldest is 14 and she was there doing French plaits in my child's, my younger daughter's hair while I was watching this on the tablet at home. And I was trying to compare them. Do you know what Murren was doing? And Murren, I would think, or my eldest child, I would think she's fairly in tune with current affairs. You know, we're very vocal in the household. We don't...
Political, yeah.
Yeah, we don't... If we have an issue, we discuss things all the time. They don't pick up things off the street. We'll tell them what's going on in the world at an age appropriate.
Yeah, of course. Know, yeah, yeah, of course. No, we're the same.
But while Murren, my eldest, was doing French plaits in my six-year-old's hair, this poor girl on my tablet was having a complete meltdown because she was carrying the burden of climate change on her little 16-year-old shoulders. And that's a huge burden to carry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at a child who's coming from, I don't know, a broken marriage or, you know, a family breakdown or has been suspended from school, that's a huge burden for a child to carry on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's upsetting for a child. This child thinks the whole world is going to end.
Yeah, and she thinks that she's the only one.
And she thinks that she can stop it.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's the only one that can stop it because the media... And society is telling her that.
Yeah.
We're exploiting her. Not me, not you, Anya, obviously.
Yeah.
But as a whole, society is exploiting her. And everybody who buys into this big fiasco is exploiting her.
Yeah.
And we need to stand back. I suppose we're coming from a mother's perspective. That's the perspective I'm coming from. I'm not an ecologist. I'm not very well up on climate change or the politics that are surrounding it. I don't know too much about it. I know I don't buy into it. But it's not that important to me. I breastfeed my children. I use as little waste as possible. I try, you know, we use cloth nappies or, you know, we don't waste food.
Of course,
you know,
and
yeah. We try to minimise our plastic. We don't allow litter. We talk to our children how bad it is to pollute, you know, pollute the road or throw stuff in the water. But I'm not that interested in it. I think it's very important to look after the your environment and to be kind to the environment. But I'm not going to take the burden of the whole world on my shoulders. And yeah. I most certainly wouldn't allow it to be put on my child's shoulders. And that's me coming as a mother, from a mother's perspective, as opposed to an economist or a businessman or a businesswoman or...
Oh, I'm the same. And I'm probably better at when I'm writing stuff down. Like at the end of the day, when I seen Greta and our big speech... I just thought, like, when I heard those words, you've stolen my childhood and my dreams, I should be in my classroom back in school. I felt like she was almost speaking to her mother.
Maybe, no, I think she was talking to you, Anya.
She definitely was. But yeah. To me, I was like, well, who has stolen this child's dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Who has stolen her childhood? And you have to think about it that way. Like, I didn't ask Greta to save the world.
No.
This is from the parents and the people that are around her. And I know it started off with her writing an essay because I was reading an article about her and she's saying no one is telling her what to do. But I actually did watch a little clip where she didn't actually have a written speech. And the guy asks her, I can't remember the question now, but whatever you answer, she said, she couldn't answer him because she had no paper written in front of him. And she said, I think you need to ask other people a question.
So well, she was put on the spot. She's only 16. I know.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old should not be put on the spot to deal with such a huge issue.
Yeah.
Now, I would have thought when I was 16, I had very strong opinions. I had very strong beliefs and I was very vocal about them. Yeah. But I never dictated. If anybody asked me my opinion, I told them. But I never put myself forward. And if I did, my mother would probably have held me back a bit.
Yeah.
And would have said, Hold on a second, Aoife. There's somebody else going to do that. In a few years, you'll do that. But at the moment, you're to go in there and do your homework.
Yeah.
Or you're to go in there and you're to do the hoovering. Or you're to do in there and you're to get the dinner ready. Or go out and see your friends who are
which is what a mother should do. Like, you know, like, I mean, even whatever movement you're involved in, there's plenty of different political movements now that I think we just live in a world now where we have information so fast that everybody, you know, is involved in something. But no matter what you believe, you have to protect your kids to some degree. Do you know that kind of way? Whatever about informing them and, you know, that's okay and let them have an opinion. But to let something like that to consume your child's life, I just think it's absolute negligence.
But not only has that, but she has become she's targeted now and people are saying awful things about her
on the internet. Now, I shared a little meme and it was just about capitalism and communism and there was a picture of Greta Thunberg on a train eating a lunch from a disposable cup, what looked like a disposable cup anyway. And underneath it said there was little kids eating out of the garbage in Venezuela. And it was talking about the difference between capitalism and communism. And I just posted that. And somebody wrote underneath, leave her alone. And I was like, this is exactly why she was chosen. Because it makes a look that when you post something like that, that you're actually attacking the child as opposed to attacking the agenda, where you're just kind of showing the contrast, you know, that kind of way. Like, that was my aim. It's not to say, oh, look at this. And I did see a couple of people, you know, writing a couple of things like about Greta Thunberg. And some of them are very mean. Some of them are more attacking the agenda as opposed to attacking Greta. But it's just that she's there all the time.
I know.
So people can't actually say anything without it appearing that they're attacking her. And that's exactly why they picked her in the first place.
Yeah.
Why else? You can't say this, that, or the other about a child without you being the devil. Like, and funny enough, in her speech, she actually says that if you don't do anything, you're evil. Like, you know, and it's just kind of like, it's obvious these are words that were given to her.
But the emotion in it, the whole, how dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
Do you know, it was very aggressive, almost, in manner. It was aggressive as well.
God love her, like.
But God love her. I felt so sorry for her. And I just sat back and I watched all the people and she was just ridiculed. Some people supported her. Some people were upset for her. But the vast majority of people were ridiculing her and laughing at her. And I said, put the poor girl away. You know, not put her away. Don't say put her away. Hold her back. Give her a hug. Or, do you know, if I saw my child giving a speech like that, the first thing I'd do is I'd run up and I'd grab her and I'd say, it's okay, lovey. It's all right. Come on.
Yeah, if that was upsetting your child so much, I don't know. Like me, when I went home to my dad probably thought the world was ending back then.
Yeah.
That's another thing, Aoife, that you were saying there about the kids being out on the schools, you know, protesting that. You know, as we all know, we lived through the Cold War and the nuclear threats before and Al Gore's end of days.
We lived to tell the story.
The last time, yeah. But, you know, as parents, we always had that responsibility to reassure our children everything's going to be okay. And now we're living in a time where we're kind of saying to kids, you know, well, it's the responsibility of the parents not to allow this to consume their children, I think. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. I think children now are getting very, very stressed about this because I suppose it's in their peers. They're being targeted by the media and by everywhere else. And our friend Greta, you know, is targeting these children to get her message across. And the children are getting scared. They're getting very scared.
I was terrified during the last climate. I swear. And that's how I remember it so well, because I remember one of the teachers even talking about CFCs.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, what's a CFC? And he was like, chlorofluorocarbonates, and they're in deodorants. And I went home and I was giving the lectures, me lecturing the parents.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, when this all came about, I was like, oh my God, this is like deja vu. Because I went home really upset to my dad, is the world going to end?
Yeah, but you were genuinely scared.
I was terrified.
And I see that now in the children. They're very scared. And we are putting, you know, that fear in the children by exposing them to the likes of Greta, for the want of a better expression.
Yeah, you know, this agenda.
I'm not blaming Greta. I'm blaming the people that are pushing
Greta. But you see, they're using Greta to push the agenda. So the ones can't help but saying Greta.
Yeah, and there's enough mental health problems in Ireland at the moment. Yeah. God knows the waiting lists alone are miles long to see a child psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yeah.
They're massive. And this is something else for a child to get upset about, to get stressed about, to get worried about, to be scared of, to feel inadequate, to feel so minute that you can't control anything, like what's going on outside your window, up in the sky, in the clouds. You know? Yeah. And the children are carrying this, and it's not fair on the children. So really, I suppose parents need to stand up and say, turn that off. Turn that off now. Put that device away now. You're not going to listen to that anymore, because you're going to suffer.
And information.
And they do suffer.
Information is just given so freely now. You know, like, I mean, the world has been here for a very, very long time. And, it hasn't ended yet. And even if the world was ending, we cannot stop it. Even if it ever was to end, you not driving your diesel car and me not driving my diesel car is not going to stop it. Like, do you know that kind of way? So it's making kids worry where they shouldn't, like, because
it's not fair.
It's not fair on them. Like, obviously, teach your kids, look after the environment and do what you can. Don't be, you know, doing anything reckless, but be responsible with your children. Like, you have to protect them. As a mammy, I think in general, is when you become a mother, you kind of get a bit of a softer heart and say, I'd hate anybody to say anything like that about my child. Do you know that kind of way?
And social media is so huge.
Oh, it's now. But who's exposing her to that? Her mother put her in that situation.
No,
like,
but all of our children.
Parents and our father.
No, but our children are being exposed to this as well.
Yeah.
And they're exploiting our children, because our children are getting these ideas now, unless they're brought back down to earth and said, hold on a second. This is not an issue.
Yeah.
You know, the world is going to end. Nobody knows when it's going to end. It could go on forever. We don't know. I won't be here forever. You won't be here forever. So what we do while we're here is we try to do the best we can. We have to look after the environment. We have to be very mindful of what's in our surroundings. And, don't waste or... I don't know. I just... When I saw her, she's just being pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And I wonder how far... I wonder if something, God forbid, ever happened to her. Would people stand back and say... Oh, we shouldn't have pushed her that hard. We shouldn't have pushed her that much. Or will they say, look what society has done to that girl. They've led her to a nervous breakdown, or she's done now.
Yeah.
And, do you know,
it is worrying though, isn't it? Like,
it's
when you're looking
worrying.
At her, like,
it's very worrying.
Because you know yourself, at 16 is a hard age anyway to go through.
Yeah.
And normal 16-year-olds are thinking about, you know, my eyebrows too bushy, I need to stop looking them, and you know this type the normal teenage things. They probably start looking at boys, well, they're probably doing that already. Stuff like, you know, normal 16-year-old girls, their favourite bands, whatever.
Yeah.
No, but it's
does
good.
Does she have any of that?
Does she have
but
any
she doesn't
of that?
Have to have any of that either, I don't think. But maybe she does. I don't know. I was never into clothes or hair or makeup or any of that crap. But I did have a good social conscience. Do you know, I did know the difference between right and wrong, and I would have been very vocal about that from a very early age, because my parents taught me that.
Yeah.
But I never would have put myself that much forward that I would have... Well, maybe I would have, but my parents wouldn't have allowed that. They would have said, like that, in there now, do your homework, and we'll talk about this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I do think she has a valid point. I do think she has an opinion, but the way that it's being pushed... is very, very wrong.
Of course. Like, I mean, obviously, does it, with any, like anything, like the likes of climate change, obviously we have to look after the environment. Nobody is saying don't look after the environment and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is the ordinary things, whether it be makeup, boys, books, what, music, whatever your hobby is as a 16-year-old, does she have anything outside of climate change? Or is this consuming her? Do you know what I'm saying?
I was wondering that. Has she friends?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Her siblings? You know, I don't know much about the family background. What's her siblings like? Or has she siblings?
Yeah,
I
think she has
I mean, is she? I don't see her in the picture.
Well, I suppose.
I mean, have they put forward Greta and the other girl
Greta wrote an essay, and the essay was picked up on, and then she was asked to go and talk. And that's the funny thing, was she was asked to go and give a talk. You know, that's how it all kind of started, you know, like it, to become involved, and more, and obviously it consumed her, you know, that kind of way. And
yeah,
the family, I think, even if this is something that she's really passionate about, I think it should be down to them to really find out all of the facts. Not here for us, actually, but for her, it's been there. It's been there for a good while, like, so it's obviously been something that has been building up. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's pushing. What, like you say, pushing an agenda. It's pushing an agenda, and it's an agenda that suits big corporate companies, and it's an agenda that suits a lot of governments. I mean, we're looking now at the whole new tax that's going to come in, this carbon tax.
Yeah, does everything, you know, is going to,
everything is going to shoot up. It's going to affect every family and every working man and every working woman in the country. Not only that, it's going to affect you going to the shop to buy milk, your child going to the shops to get school shoes. Everything is going to, if we have this carbon tax, it's going to come, it's going to affect everything. Your life, day-to-day running of your family home is going to be affected now because of this. It doesn't matter how kind you are to the environment. It doesn't matter if you go zero plastic or you do away with all of your cosmetics and you do zero food waste and all that. It's irrelevant. You're going to be charged now anyway.
Yeah, actually, I have this here, and it says petrol's going to go up by 17 cents a litre, and diesel is going up by 20 cents a litre. So even for people driving, like, you know,
that's going to hit people's pocket really hard.
And then the fact that you're driving a diesel car. If you're driving a diesel car, which most people who have more than three, it's actually making life more expensive for people who have more kids, in the sense, because most people with seven kids, will drive a diesel car or a van.
Yeah, or people doing long distances to work.
Long distances, yeah.
Or to school. So are they going to bring in their children, ferrying them from one half the country to the other?
The car tax will go up. Wait, I just know the way this country works and how corrupt it is. People won't be able to afford basic things. We're literally going to end up back, you know, working to survive as opposed to actually working to live and have a life.
Yeah.
And that's the sad reality of it, like. And don't forget as well, here's the funniest thing that I have to always say. If we were really in a climate crisis, right, if this was actually happening, right, and the world is about to end, why are people allowed to drive to work today? Why are the government jets still flying out? Why are people going on holidays every day? Like, none of those things have stopped. If the world is actually ending and we're in a real crisis, we're not actually reacting enough. We should actually be reacting a bit more. And that in itself should be telling to people that we're not actually, the world isn't ending. If you can see the president taking a plane from Dublin to Shannon, surely to God, you know, well, it can't be that bad if he's able to do that. You know that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's amazing how people can buy into this.
But it's not. It's the ones that will suffer again are the families. You know, children, families are going to suffer the most.
You know yourself,
in this.
We can't afford, lately now, nowadays, we've such a huge homeless crisis on our hands. We have families that are struggling as it is, living week to week. Some people cannot afford me during the week anymore. It's, It's going to affect us so much more than people realise. We've enough taxes.
I'm thinking of the massive reduction in mental health services in this country because of cutbacks, Simon Harris's cutbacks.
Yeah.
Massive reductions. And the people that are really, really struggling, that need these services, that need this support, aren't getting it because we can't afford it. Mm. Yet we're putting fortunes into this fiasco, or what would you call it, this agenda, this climate change.
I don't know how people didn't realise this when I seen an article today and it had Leo promises to, what was he said? To deal with the carbon taxes, yeah. And I was just it just made me so angry. I was just
but where is that carbon tax going to go? Where is that money going to go? Is it going to go into services?
Of course not.
It's going to go into line their own pockets again, like it always has.
Yeah.
Like it's all the, you know, the big people.
Exactly. What are they doing? Like, what are they actually doing with the money that's, you know, oh, they're not reaching their goals, you know, and the EU tells us we've another budget that we're not making. And you kind of say to yourself, well, what did they do with that money? Are they going to buy us all new electric cars? Are they going to send us, you know, solar panels? Are they going to have every house fitted with solar? I mean, if this was really happening, surely to God, they would be...
a little bit more of a panic.
There'd be more of a panic, but not only that, they'd be saying, well, this is exactly where the money is going to go and this is exactly what's going to happen. Nothing like that is happening. It's just like school strikes, kids going out. And here's another thing. If those kids want to strike, they should be made do it on a Saturday. If they're really passionate about it, why are they taking hours out of school? Taking days off school, a school walkout. Why not do it on your weekend, on the day that you're supposed to be enjoying yourself? No, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, I agree. They're
actually giving up going to school to do it. So obviously that's something that would go in favour with kids. You know yourself at that age. Like,
it's exploitation.
For a day off.
It's exploitation of children.
Using children. But if you ask those same kids to turn up on a Saturday, would they?
If you ask them same kids, tell your mother you're not going to Lanzarote or you're not going to Torremolinos or you're not going to Spain or France or wherever they want, you know, next summer, tell your mother, no, we're not going to go.
Yeah, or take the iPads and the phones.
Take the iPads off them. Take the phones off them. No, they're damaging the environment. Yeah. Cut Wi-Fi off in your house. No, we don't need broadband.
Switch the heating off in the winter.
There you go.
There's a good one. We're going back to using the duffel jackets.
Yeah, see if they'll do that.
Yeah, and we can't light the fire now.
Yeah.
Because that's bad for the environment. Like, I mean, just stop living, will you? Do you know what I mean?
There's
crazy.
A lovely mountain. Run.
Go. Hills. Go get some sheepskin there, boy. And wrap it around you. That'll keep you warm.
Let's go hunting. It'll find cave.
Anyway, back to poor Greta. I think it's just hope that whatever happens, that she's okay.
That's my main concern. And then I hope that it stops very, very soon, because I think if the girl is pushed any more further, she'll just go over the side. Yeah. I think. And she has, she's more of a sensitive child. She's a more gentle child. You need a gentler approach to this kind of child without boxing her off into anything. Yeah. But she needs a little more care and attention than the average 16-year-old. And she doesn't need to be pushed out into the limelight and ridiculed and left open for abuse. What do you think? Yeah. I think that's what's happening. She is being exploited. And because she's 16, it's working.
Absolutely. So we'll wish her the best anyway.
Yeah.
And we better wrap it up anyway, because I think we're running out of time. That's all for today on You've Got Kids.
From me, Aoife. We're off out now with our placards.
We're going out to get some sheepskin.
Slán.
Slán.